So, hi folks, it's me, Grace Van Happick again. So, have you guys ever heard of the statement quoted by Stanley Milgram? The disappearance of sense of responsibility is the most far-reaching consequence in submission to authority. So, to enlighten you guys, let me take you guys to the Milgram Shock Experiment conducted by Stanley Milgram, who's a psychologist who wanted to focus on the conflict between obedience to authority and personal conscience. So, the participants for his experiment were selected by advertising it on the newspaper that whoever participates gets paid with particular amount of dollars. Learners and the teachers were selected accordingly by throwing in the lot. In one room, the learners had to have their arms attached to the electrodes that whenever they give an answer that's wrong, they're administered with shocks through the electric shock generator with row of switches marked from 15 volts to 375 volts. That's from slight shock to severe shock. Wait, it's 375 volts. How could they even do that? But then, wait. It was just an experiment and the learners were asked to fake the sensation of receiving the shock while the teachers were on the other side of the room. There were prods to make them continue to give the shock. But you see, the result was about 65% of the participants continued to the highest level of 450 volts. And the rest were faltered of giving the learners shock and shock grovel to them. So the conclusion of his experiment was, the ordinary people follow the rules and orders placed forward by the authority, even to the extent of getting the learners killed and the calmness. While the rest went themselves in their own personal conscience. So people, my question here is, how many of you do things which isn't connected to what you love? Or are you doing things just for the sake of money? So guys, try not to be ordinary. You guys are meant to stand out. You guys are meant to stand out of the shell, to be vibrant, comprehensive, innovative, with a profound confidence and zeal in you. So yeah, this is my moral. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.